Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, doing free, nonstop psychic readings. I am a clairaudient and clairascendant, and I use these abilities as a intuitive. The toll-free numbers for USA and Canada are the following. USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada 1-888-810-8322. Or you can call direct at 1-530-876-3222. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Michael. How are you? This is Marie in Toronto.
Lillian?
Marie in Toronto.
Marie. Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay. Aren't you happy I called in and woke your guy up there?
I'm getting you want a cordless or speakerphone?
No.
No?
I'm on a regular line.
I'm getting some feedback with you. Echo?
No, this is a regular phone line. It's a...
I don't think they're going to hear the echo on
the... Yeah, I'm having a problem with you.
They're
right
not going to hear the echo on the air.
Okay, can I get rid of it in mine? Don?
Yes.
Testing. I feel like I'm reading in a...
Okay. Michael, are you there?
I feel like Buddha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear, but it's a very strange sound.
Well,
I feel like I'm in a cave.
It's a digital line we're on.
Oh.
We're on a voice over internet. So if you find that it does anything strange, just pause a little bit. Repeat what you're going to say. It might sound like it has a slight metallic noise, but that's going to happen when other phone lines come in, depending on what other type of phones they're using. Digital's a little different. The clarity is going to be a lot clearer. However, you might hear a little strange noises. Now, remember, what you're hearing and what the audience hears will be different. So if you're hearing something weird, they probably are not.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
But, Don.
Yes.
Don, is there a way I can stop that echo, or can you stop it for me?
How is it now?
Hello.
You're getting clearer. You're clearer,
Michael.
You're clearer.
That sounds a little better.
Yeah,
I still got an echo. Oh, my God.
All right, if you've got, then the only thing we can do is we're going to take you all off the air and put you on a regular line then, Mike.
Let me. Okay, let me go with this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll go with this. I'm okay.
Are you wearing a headset where it could cause the feedback or something? Or something? The voice could be double echoing because it seems like it's double echoing actually on your end.
I feel like I'm in a cave.
Yeah.
And everything I say is, I'm getting like 3 echoes. That's a little better. Am I still on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you did is beautiful.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
All right. Anyway, let me go with it.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
You were missed last week, and you were missed the week before. Just to let you know.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I said you were missed last week, and you were missed the week before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're a listener.
I am. I sure am.
So when I call in sick, you know it.
I know it, and I knew the week before when you had to get off an hour earlier. Am I correct?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't you get off the line at 2 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock one time?
I was
listening. I know it because I was listening, and apparently you weren't as busy, so you might have had the flu or something.
Why didn't you call? I hung up because there was no callers.
No, you know what, Michael? I don't believe I should call more than once a month. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that to you. I don't mind calling if you're not busy and just shooting the breeze, but you know what I mean? You weren't busy, and no, I didn't feel it was right to call. So
no. Well, you know what happened? It was actually a milestone. I never had no audience.
You had an audience. I just don't feel I should call more than once a month. And
it's
so
okay.
I didn't call.
You could have
called. And then I thought I should have called in just to say, hey, Mike, we're listening. Don't give up now.
You could have called and...
No, I'm calling, Michael. I'm calling, okay?
And you could have interviewed me or asked me questions or...
I would have interviewed
you. You know, well, I have the ability... I could read you twice a day and still give you something. I mean, I realize it would get old and eventually...
I don't feel that that's right. I don't feel that... I feel that's taken advantage of you, and I don't want to do that. I figure once a month, maybe twice, but that's it, you know? Out of respect for your listeners and anybody else that's trying to get in, you know?
Right.
But you do a good job, and don't give up, and don't get discouraged. And, no, I was out there listening, and you said, nobody's out there. I'm going to go. And I went, I'm here.
I'll tell you, it was a lesson from my guys, because it was my biggest fear. The curtain opens, and there's nobody out there, and it's like, oh, my God. And
listen, I listen every week. And then I even get, when your messages, your phone is down, or you can't go out. Well, Mercury was in retro, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this was expected. All of this that would happen was expected, and you have to have faith too,
God.
You know. See, here I am, the reader telling you. The
I love it. I love it. Has it ended yet?
You have to have faith. You got to have faith.
When is Mercury giving normal?
It's over. Just the residuals now. Just the little frustrations. The worst is done.
Oh boy, I went out with a bang. I'll tell you that.
Well, I started doing affirmations. I will not be affected by Mercury in retro. And guess what? Very little. Very little effect. And the law of attraction, I'm right into that big time. And what a difference. What a difference.
It is. I suffer awful from it. And, you know, I forget to remember it and to prepare for it. And this is...
I'll remind you the next time.
Yeah.
I'll call in and say, okay, this is your Mercury and retro friend.
And, you know, it's a small example of how to use your intuitive abilities and your psychic abilities by paying attention to the Mercury and to the moon cycles. And let me jump into your reading. I was thinking about switching phones. It might help us. But then I'd lose my headset.
Well, you're on a headset. Well, that's your problem right there.
It never used to be. It used to be really nice.
But he's gone into digital. He's changed his phone. And, I mean, I hear him clear. I hear clear here. But you have an echo.
Okay.
So I suspect it's your phone system.
Okay. Well, I think I have some past lives. I was an Italian, so when I read, I like to read with my hands waving.
Italian.
So if I switch phones, I'll have one hand with a phone. Let me try it, though. It might be worth it. Okay?
Hey, I got time.
Hey, it's a two-hour show.
Much better to me.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
And much better.
Okay. I'm sorry about this. How's
that? I think it was your headset. That's what as soon as you said that, it was your headset. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We got the problem solved. See, I had to wake up your guy to run the show, and he says, well, no, it's only 12 o'clock. I said, in Canada, it's 1 o'clock. EST.
Right.
And Michael's sending out the messages EST, which is now.
All right. Now, your name is Marie?
Yep, Marie.
Okay, Marie. All right. And don't ever worry about calling. Don't let me know you're out there. And this is for the whole audience that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Call up and ask me a question about my life or my abilities or paranormal or psychic, anything really. I like to talk about it. And it gets the juices flowing, too. Okay, Marie. You know, I feel what I'm feeling with you is like I'm really working on my energy levels and my yin and my yang and my balance, and I'm doing well with it. I feel like it's I want to focus more on balance. I'm hearing to say to you and pay attention to the opposites, which you already do, and you're doing well with it, and continue that way. Moderation. I'm hearing say the word moderation in all things. I feel like I'm going to be tempted to overdo things, or be tempted to, or actually do it. So and that's work and play and anything really. Practice moderation.
I'm retired. You know that. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to go to work anymore. Hallelujah.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It is nice. Yeah.
Just don't. I just feel like I'm going to run into some things that may push me to the limit, strength-wise, or energy-wise, or time-wise.
In what way?
That's a good question. Well, for one thing, I'm hearing mom. I don't know why I'm hearing mom or mother, but I am feeling. Maybe it could be family or thoughts of the past or memories or experiences, but I am hearing mom, and there's a pull there. And then I'm also feeling that, as you go into, what would it be? It's April, beginning of April. Between now and the middle of April is a good chance. It may even be a move or a relocation affecting you somehow, some way, or thoughts of, or the need to, or and also travel. I'm getting travel. I feel like I'm maybe going out of state or out of town. I'm going out of something, so it's. I feel like it's a little bit of a journey. Could be an overnighter or vacation or this type of thing. An expansion, too. Definite expansion in all areas. All the changes are positive. I want to go to sleep and dreams, too, for some reason. Hang on for a second. I'm hearing telling things are going to get calmer. Well, I'll be coping better. I feel as though we already validated that, too, with Mercury. And you also have a good defense system. But even when it's not busy or under siege, it's even better for you, and you're going into that. I keep hearing continue the spiritual work. Continue the spiritual work. Doing well with it. They're giving me a pyramid for you for some reason.
Huh.
Keep flashing a pyramid. I don't know if you have a connection to the pyramid or maybe something you might want to explore.
Well, I would like to belly dance. I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. No, I don't know of any connection, but...
Well, metaphysically. Spiritually, symbolic. I would see this if there was maybe a lot of meditation or a different type of meditation going on or started. And if there's any type of illness that you've been exposed to, like family or friends, or even if it was yourself. And, you know, I feel as though I might have just got over something. Were you ill or warm?
Oh, I had the flu. On and off, you know. It's been cold. I'm sure you've been affected by the cold, too.
I was devastated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I'm going to get the flu shot. I never experienced... I think this was... I learned a lot. But anyway, I am getting... I feel like I was run down, and there's a rebound from that, and recovery from that. That's going to continue to get better. And I do want to keep stress foremost in my mind. On a defensive stress, be aware of it, especially if there's anything new or extra going on around you between now and as you go into the middle of April. If you see anything developing, prepare yourself to deal.
What would be developing, Michael?
Hang on, my phone was acting up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mike? Can you hear me, Mike? Michael?
Yes.
Is something wrong with your line? Only because you're chopping once in a while, I feel like we're losing the connection, and then you pop in and out, and it seems like you're moving equipment, and then it goes dead.
I know. I'm worried. How is it now?
Well, it's okay, but I'm just wondering. Yes. It seems like you're changing things up, and I just need to know what you're doing that's changing things up so that I know what's going on.
I know. I went from a headset to a regular phone.
Okay, that's
trying to get rid of the echo. Should I go back to the headset?
No, never.
No. All right. No, I'm worried about it because I had phone problems last week. Remember? And
right. I don't know. Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe I got to get another phone.
No. What we can do is just you want to try going on the digital. I mean, on the regular line. See if that helps. But then you'd have to speak way up because your voice, you're whispering almost. Just kind of, and when you start talking, then you fade in.
Oh, boy.
No, but that's kind of like your way of talking. And sometimes me having to adjust the levels between you, the caller, and then your voice low right. and high is pretty dynamic.
Right. You know, before you went digital, I was doing well with the phone.
Yeah, it's still doing well, actually.
This is something new.
Yes, it is. And it should work, actually, really well, because everybody's been using it.
Right,
Now, we still...
I think I should go a hardwire phone, maybe. I'm on a cordless. That could be doing it.
A cordless phone.
Yes, that
would... You need a landline.
On a digital...
I'm not prepared for it. Everything around me in this area right now is cordless or headset.
Yeah.
And then I do have one now, so I'd have to go out and get a plug-in hardwire.
Well, if it's all okay, I mean, it sounds all good now, so.
Okay. All right. As long as the call is happy, I'm happy.
Oh, I'm fine. I can hear you, Mike. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
There is an echo, though, and I knew there had to be something with the line. So you might, on a break, want to go get your other line and plug it in. You need to be on a landline because you're going to get all the feedback from all... Listen to me, eh? Do I sound like a director?
Well,
forget it.
He'll
tell you.
I'm very picky with acoustics in my readings. And it makes a difference with me, too, in my style and my delivery and everything. It could throw me off if I'm sounding strangely. It may be because I'm fighting against it's energies, friction from energies. All right, Marie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
I have
a few questions. I don't know when you're done. Let me know, and then I'll if I can ask you a few questions.
Let's go to your questions and see if I can help
you
with.
Mike, I'm wondering about a justice or a legal situation around me. If you can explain if you see that.
I was going to mention a legal issue, and I feel as though that I'm doing well with it. I'm not disappointed, but I'm not getting no major victory either. It's a very... I feel like I'm on a seesaw, right on the balance. But I feel satisfied with it, too. So, and I feel like it goes in your favor. I don't know if that helps you any.
Good. good. Is it possible, now you talk about a move, and I live in a place where I have to give 60 days notice, and what I'm wondering if a situation is going to arise that I'm going to want to leave sooner than the 60 days and ask if they will give me leniency on the other 30. I'm wondering if it's something like that. And then, you know.
Were you planning on moving or?
I've planned on it for 3 years. It just hasn't taken place yet, but I'm ready anytime.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, I could be picking up on thoughts of, and a lot of exposure to the thoughts of also, you know what I mean? So you're saying that you've been thinking about it for 3 years. Maybe I'm picking up on you thinking about it for 3 years. So you understand where I'm going with it?
Yeah, well, this was a bridge move. This wasn't like a bridge. This wasn't a final move. This was a temporary move when I came here. So it's been a move. I knew as soon as I came in, I was just going to be here on a temporary basis. It wasn't going to be the final move.
Okay, and that's how I was feeling, and I also feel that situation like this, that there may be more thoughts of or activity or it actually taking place within the next 30 days. Do you understand?
Okay. So am I going to get a phone call, or is it going to be
It could be somebody. You bump into somebody, hey, try this or call this one, or I just heard about this, or you know what I mean, or something that you put out there coming back connected to the situation.
Am I going to try to buy a place? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm not quite sure. It's really more so towards the end, middle of April. And I feel like it's going to come about because of like a change in circumstances. I don't know if it's work or family members or a child being born or something with a family member could be involved that could spark the relocation or be connected to it. So keep that in mind, too. Okay. All right. And I feel as though I want to pay attention to my dreams with you too, because I feel like information will be very helpful coming through dreams. So maybe keep a journal by the bed or tape recorder, or work on keeping track of what comes through when you're sleeping and in your dreams.
There's a family get together that's coming up in the not the spring, more the summer, and I'm wondering if you see that as being a positive get together, and if you see that the relationship will be a positive relationship.
No, other than an expansion socially and possibly family-wise. I'm not getting much else on relationships or anything like that, but I would expect a little bit of an expansion, and I feel it's within family and friends. So, and
expansion? You mean new family friends, or are you saying expansion, a bigger family?
An increase in connection through events and destiny. You know what I mean? Celebrations or this type of a thing. So go with the flow. And I feel like it may be connected to, like I said, your up-and-coming move.
Wow. Okay. Well, I went ahead and I've taken everything that you have said. Even though I don't take it 100%, I make little notes, and I've gone out and got moving those wardrobe moving boxes. So when the time arrives, I got the boxes right there. Another note, Michael, one thing I've started doing is tarot. I know you haven't picked that up, but that's okay. A part of my spiritual growth. But I'm struggling with it, and I'm wondering if you can comment on that.
Well, I think I did pick up on it. I think it was connected to the pyramid, and I believe I said that there was a... I felt it was connected to a spiritual, a symbolic spiritual imagery for you. And I would relate that, and I think I touched on that too, that you were increasing intuitively and doing something new spiritually. I said that in the very beginning of the reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm struggling with the tarot, and I'm just, I'm getting a little frustrated.
Well, that's one of the secrets within the secret. Don't become frustrated, because the frustration interferes with the flow. And just to allow it to happen. Okay.
Sticks to it, eh?
Don't try to make it happen. It's one of the biggest interferences in psychic development. Allow it to happen. Just center yourself and balance yourself and open up and connect to your higher self, your spirit guides, whatever it may be to you, and allow it to flow. And just wait and see what comes through. It could be a picture or a smell or a feeling, or and then you take it from there.
I guess I'm just finding the, you know how you have to attach to the card? I'm just finding that process, because I'm so new at it, just finding it a little bit difficult.
Well, with the tarot, there's many different styles, many different decks, many different philosophies, and it's basically a science, like astrology, to me, anyway. And there's two different types of readers. There's a reader that would be orthodox and verbatim, and you're a tarot reader. You go by spread and interpretation and meaning. And then you got your astrologer tarot readers, and you got your psychic medium tarot readers. When I do the tarot, I just lay them in front of me and just let them talk to me. I don't go by no spreads or interpretations at all. Just bond with the card and listen to what they're saying to me. So.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to stick through it. I'm going to, you know, even,
yeah.
I don't know that I'll be at the top of the line reader, but I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. Well, you'll be what you'll be, and what is to be, you know, and that's what you ask for.
Well, I'm remaining very positive, and whatever my divine intervention, my divine purpose, my divine reason for where I'm at, so I'm waiting for, you know, all sorts of things to come to me. I'm following with the law of attraction, the secret. I'm applying all that, and I'm waiting for what is meant to be. And I'm ready for the best life now.
Pray for peace.
And absolutely.
All right, Mary. I thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
I enjoyed our chat.
You can live in there still if I didn't call, because your friend there would have been sleeping, I think.
I apologize for the techie difficulties. I believe they're on my end, my phone, so I'm going to be working on that and getting that straightened out.
I just have one complaint, and that is it seems that every time I call, I'm either calling to wake him up or to get you guys together, because he's lost your home phone number and he needs direct communication. And it seems that I'm the one that gets called. It's like I hear a voice, call in. So I call in, and it's like I'm always the bridge. You know, I laugh about it. It's funny.
Yep.
Comical.
Yes. And I thank you for calling and listening.
We're out here listening.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Nope.
We're out here listening.
Keep on moving forward.
You too.
Have a good day, Marie.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. I'm apologize for the techie difficulties. As I said earlier, I believe it's on my end and my phone. I'll be working on that. I think I'm going to go out and get a cheap hardwire. Okay, go with that. Hi. Okay. I thought that was Don cutting in. Got another caller.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
I'm sorry, everybody. If there is an echo or anything, it's probably maybe I'm just hearing it. So what's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael. Thank you for calling the show, Michael. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon. Okay, Michael. All right. You can hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, then I'm going to block everything out and just keep on trucking. Michael, I feel like I feel like I might have been separated, has some type of issue going on where maybe a friendship or a relationship might have suffered or had a problem.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like something's going to have to be separated, either material-wise or emotionally anyway. This is how I'm being made to feel anyway. I feel like that may be up and coming or going down now.
It's going down now. It's actually happened just a couple weeks ago. Well, within the last 3 weeks.
Okay. I feel, you know, I got the feelings go with it. Is this going to involve material things too, and or is it just emotions and bonds?
It's emotions. There's a couple material things here left as the return, but that's just, it's just emotional right now.
Okay, that's how I'm feeling too, because they hit me right in the chest with it, the stomach and the heart. So I feel like it's fresh. I'm going through it now. There'll be more contact. I believe you just validated that. She had to come back and get something, or there'll be another encounter of some kind. A little bit of a warning on, if that does happen, to stay in control of my my temper and my words, my actions, and my thoughts.
Okay.
If there's an up-and-coming encounter, like a meeting of some kind, if you see any type of issue starting, call it an issue, an argument or tit-for-tat, if you see that developing, jump on it right away and defuse it and become a peacemaker, and I believe it will benefit the situation.
Okay.
No matter what the situation is, tit-for-tat will bite you and backfire. Especially if it's connected to a female, and I feel like it's a female, a relationship friend that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it was sudden, too, maybe. Or...
Yeah.
Kind of a blue.
Yeah, well, it was... She has some issues. And I think that she got to the point where she was afraid to open up, and she started to open up a little, and it scared her, and so she ran off.
Mm. I feel like there was, I'm validating there was issues. There was some emotional and mental issues with her. I feel like maybe even some jealousies, or for some reason jealous of you, or suspicious, or maybe she had problems in the past in the relationship that was affecting her.
Yes.
I don't feel like it was all you. I feel like a lot of it was her. And she maybe got overwhelmed by it. Whether or not, I know the big question is going to be, is she coming back or will it blow over? I believe, anyway. I feel like that's what's on your mind, anyway. Interesting. You know, is there another person involved, a friend of hers or a friend of yours or another female that's counseling or?
That, I've got a friend that's kind of, he's friends of both of us, and he kind of talks to me and talks to her, but
okay.
The last time I talked to him, he didn't say it, but he kind of gets I got the feeling from him that she didn't really want to talk to him either because of her.
Right. Huh. I got a feeling, I'm hearing the friend is going to come through or reconnect somehow. So I got a feeling, I'm feeling like there's somebody else out there that's going to be a mediator or attempt to, or maybe even pull it off, reconnect the connection a little bit. So try to focus on that and use that as a tool, if it's there or if it occurs. I'm getting like-minded for some reason. Like-minded, somebody that, it must be the friend, you got the same interests, or you do something together, or I don't know, some kind of a connection, if it's a hobby or education or...
Well, he's
Does it ring a bell or somebody that... Well, go work together and school together, or
well, I've got a friend that I work with, but I don't think he's not involved in this situation. He's just aware of it.
Right.
And okay. The other guy that is kind of going in between. I guess he's more involved, but okay. I don't work with him or anything. We're just
okay.
kind of, you know, we know each other and do favors for each other.
Okay, but he's not involved with the situation or anything like that.
No, my work buddy isn't, but the other friend is.
Yeah, the other friend is. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to even lean in the direction of where this is going to go. They're going to leave me right on the border with this, I believe. As we go into, I feel like she's closer and reconnected. As you go into April.
Okay.
That I'm feeling. What direction it's going in? There, I'm hearing that there's some things going on that maybe you don't even have all the facts to yet, with some things you don't know. So maybe she had some issues some issues that maybe you didn't even know about or she's dealing with, and. I believe you'll hear about these or they'll be revealed to you as you go into the middle of April and as she comes back into the scene. So keep this in mind, too.
All right.
All right. Whether or not she comes back to stay or if it was the way it was, I don't know if we can go there just yet. I feel like you may have... maybe even a couple of weeks of not knowing anything, really. It's just what way it's going to go. And then I believe there's a reconnection, and you start to understand things or you find out more of what might have caused it in her mind to do what she did. She's being consulted by a friend, too. So she's working on a friend, too, in a lot of different ways. So there's hope there. And the friend is kind of help her work things out so she can come back. So.
Hey, Mike, you're breaking up.
Yep. How bad?
I couldn't. You said something about a friend, and then after that, it just broke up so bad that I had no idea what about the friend.
Okay. I feel that she has somebody consulting her as a friend or a mentor in a positive way, helping her sort things out and maybe coming back in your direction also. I feel like she's working on the issues that might have led to what happened.
Okay.
So there's hope there, too. But they're not going to let me go either way with it, really, probably until later on down the road or more into, say, probably the beginning of April. You'll know more.
Okay.
They're just, what I'm being made to feel is that there's some facts and some things that you don't know about yet, and you can't just yet, and time will allow it to come to you. So as you go into the next phase, I feel like you're going to get information given to you, either through friends or through her opening up. So keep that in mind, too. And overall, I feel, like I said in the beginning of the reading, Michael, the next encounter you do have with her, don't go to tit and tat, or be a peacemaker and defuse any type of upsetting conversation. Turn it around and turn it into peace. That's probably, out of this whole reading, that's probably the most important thing I need to leave with you right now.
Okay, yeah, I can heck that.
I just feel like the next encounter could go either way, and if it starts off hostile, it might get worse and worse, and there'd be no hope after that. And I feel like if you play the peacemaker, it could go in the other direction, in a positive direction, in the way you want it to go. Okay?
Okay.
I wish I could do more for you, buddy, but for now, it's all they're going to give me.
That's cool.
All right? That's all I try to do. I just give as much as I can to whatever I'm hearing and feeling. And I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir, you will. Have a great
okay.
one.
Okay, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi. This is Nancy from Washington State.
How you doing, Nancy? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And how are you doing? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm doing okay.
Awesome.
I'm glad to be here. I love doing it.
Good.
How's the weather in Washington?
Well, it's a little rainy right now, but that's okay. I don't mind the rain.
Oh, we got a beautiful blue sky, sunny day. It's beautiful out.
Oh, how nice.
Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see what we could come up for you. I'd like to tell the audience, I'd like to promote BBS a little bit. You don't mind hanging on the phone while I talk, right?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, Nancy, I'd like to tell the listening audience, if anybody out there is ever interested in having their own radio show, to email Don at bbsradio.com. If you have anything to say and you ever thought about putting it out there to the public or the world, email Don at bbsradio.com. It could be any subject. It doesn't have to be paranormal or psychic. Or it could be social, entertainment, even a cooking show. I had a vision the other day. There was a cooking radio show. And I thought to myself, that would be a good idea.
Wow.
So if you're interested, if you're retired, don't know what to do with your time, homebound, disabled, think of the changes in your life or a radio show. If you're starting a business, promoting your business or your event, you could even do a one-time show doing your promoting your event. If you're interested, email Don at bbsradio.com. Okay, Nancy, I just wanted to get the word out there on BBS Radio and its expansion. It's getting bigger by the day. And traffic.
Yes, it's awesome, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful, and the shows are never-ending. I mean, there is a show for every topic and dozens of readers, and all the readings are free, and, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. Okay, Nancy. Interesting. Ooh, let me see here. You know, I'm going right to finances and the joining of forces, Nancy. But for some reason, I'm a little confused about what way to go, what direction to go in, or...
Yeah.
Is this hitting on something that's connecting for you?
Yeah,
okay. It may even be the people involved. I'm not sure if I want to be partners with them or I don't want to say I don't trust them. It's not trust or anything like that. It's like I got my doubts, a feeling like I got my doubts for some reason. And I can't see my way clear. I can't, like, I like to create as I go along, and I feel as though I'm having problems creating with this for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's throwing me off a little bit. And you know, I feel as though it passed, that you get through that, and I also feel as though it's a positive thing. I feel like I get through it in a positive way, and it's and there's growth. At first, it may be a little slow, but there's growth, and I'm hearing don't give up and keep moving forward and don't quit now. These types of messages that I'm hearing for you to give it a little while longer, because I feel like I feel as though if I can maybe make it until like the middle of April, the energy between everybody involved or whatever's going on would be more pleasant, balanced, and understandable. I keep hearing growth, but slow achievement, advancement. Something I might have been working on for a while, or thinking about for a while, and it's moving along. It's expanding and growing. And I'm getting rewards from it, different types of rewards, too. It might not be all just financial. Keep hearing, don't give up, keep trying, so... I keep trying. Maybe it didn't go through the first time, and then you try it again. Don't give up on it. There may be a message there for you, Nancy. If something was denied or turned down or didn't go right, I would definitely resubmit it, maybe at a later time, possibly even as I go into April would be a better time.
Okay.
You know, beginning of April or middle of April. So if there is a second chance or an appeal or well, you can try again, by all means do it, because I feel like it would pay off for you. And I'm going heavily towards money and business and work, so I don't know if you just met someone new, or if there's somebody new coming into this financial thing. There may be. If you haven't met somebody, is there anybody new in your life, relationship-wise or business-wise?
Nope.
Or you just met or just connect to or...
Not that I can think of.
Okay. There may be coming someone. Is there room for somebody else? Are you looking for someone else?
Well, I've been looking for my half-sister.
Hmm.
You know, I've been sending her spiritually love and courage and strength to come forward. She knows who I am. I don't know who she is.
Huh. Interesting.
And I'm hoping she'll come forward. I mean, I've been having a few visions where she comes walking through where I work.
Interesting.
So I'm hoping that's who you're talking about.
Huh. And I mean, well, that's uncanny. I would be going to work and business and reuniting or coming together of forces.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is how I'm being made to feel. I'm either picking up on your prayers and your thoughts, or this may actually start occurring.
Uh-huh.
Because it's very strong around you. I am getting a reuniting of energies here in hearts.
Oh, well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a commitment and a bond being recommitted, I'm hearing. Rebonded, a rebond coming. Instant knowing and loving type feeling with this. And for some reason, I want to go with workplace or business, and it's funny you're having dreams as she comes into your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Huh. Okay. What's that, Nancy?
I was going to ask you. You had made a comment. I am having problems with my husband. It's not. It's not bad on his part. I am growing spiritually, and he's feeling left behind, so to speak.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, we've been married 35 years, and I don't want this to split up.
No, I don't see that happening at all, really. I see it getting better, if anything.
Oh, wow. That would be good.
Nancy, I commented on your relationship today.
Yeah. he said whether it, there's one that there's a problem with in the beginning.
Hmm. Interesting. Hang on for a second. No. I was leaning more to... hang on. No, this was... this was in business or the workplace.
Oh, okay.
Something, is there something new going in the workplace or with money or business?
No.
And nobody, and there's nobody new in your life in business or work. You already said that.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go into a healing business, but I just haven't been able to do that because it's something that I have to work right now.
Right.
To build, you know, do the build thing. So I'm not able to do what I really want to do.
Right. I was just wondering. All right. As far as your relationship goes, I don't see anything wrong. I if anything, like I said before, I see it getting better.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I would like to comment on where you're developing spiritually and you feel like maybe he's feeling left behind. I don't see it being a problem. I see it. I see him getting adjusted to it, and I feel like it bothers you more than it bothers him.
Oh.
I feel like you feel guilty because you've got something to do or you're doing or you're involved or you're doing something and then you feel like you're maybe ignoring him or...
Well, he complains about it. He actually made a comment that, you know, we're growing apart. And I even asked him, you know, well, does that mean you want a divorce? And he goes, no, but we're growing apart.
Interesting.
And I try very hard to leave half of my night after we get home from work for him, and then the other half for what I'm trying to do by, you know,
right.
whether it be listening
right.
to BBS or reading books.
Right, right. Is there anything different in his work world going on or business or money?
Not that I can think of. We both work at the same place.
Changing jobs or retiring or anything?
He would love to retire, but he can't.
Because I feel like I'm getting a weird feeling from this. Back and forth, I feel like he's changing in a certain way, too, and you're also changing. Like it's 50-50 with the difference, which is I don't see it getting worse or being a problem, and I don't think it's connected to your spirituality. I don't feel that.
Uh-huh.
I feel it's more... I don't know why I want to say something's bothering him. I don't know if it's aging or life or he's bored or he's got cabin fever. It's a feeling like I'm getting from him.
Okay.
So maybe you just need a day away or a weekend or a walk in the park or something.
Okay.
All right. I don't think it's anything major or serious or being caused by what you're doing.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Okay, and I do feel it getting better, and I feel it. I feel like this is all seasonal, and it's just a matter of like 30 days before there's a marked improvement and things are getting better.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, Nancy.
That's a big relief.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up the great work. Blessings.
You too, and keep meditating and. Be positive, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, if you'd like to have a radio show, you can do it. If you got something to say, BBS Radio, say it here if you got something to say. Have your own radio show. Email Don at bbsradio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, visit my website, www.michaelgoga.com. And if you'd like to communicate to me in private, email me, michaelg@michaelgoga.com.
Hello.
Hi, Paula. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Misty.
Missy?
Misty.
Misty. Misty. I'm sorry, Misty. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Saskatchewan.
What'd you say?
Saskatchewan, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'd like to say hi to all my Canadian friends. I got a lot of Canadian friends. A lot of love from Canada. Okay, Misty? I feel... Boy, I want to go right to relationship and men. I feel like it may be an issue with me, or I'm going through some type of, I don't want to say drama, but or just kind of like some things that I'm working on with relationships and men, and I don't know if you're in a relationship or if there's anything going on, or are you married, or are you in one, are you looking, or...
Looking.
Okay. I feel like I'm looking, and I feel maybe frustrated that there's not much to pick from, or it's just not the right one. Or so, but on the brighter side, I feel like it is to be mine. I will have a better half. This is what I'm hearing. I will have a better half. I will meet Mr. Wright, I'm hearing.
Good.
And I am hearing that, but there's more to it, and it's deep. So I don't know if I can go into it here on the radio, and if there's a time, but I feel like maybe past relationships, there might be some residue from that and affecting me, and maybe my expectations may be a little too high, or too strict, or I'm just being affected by different things that affect the way my relationships go. But do know that there will be someone in your life, but not without a lot of analyzing and tweaking, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I want to go spiritually. There's a major spiritual connection or expansion here. I feel like it's got my attention. I feel like I'm being pulled to it, or I'm being pulled to it. Like it's meant to be. It's where I'm headed. Even if I wanted not to go there, I would wind up there. So... expect continued involvement spiritually, thoughts, actions, learning, educational, spiritually based. So there are abilities, there's some clairvoyance here that's maybe starting to emerge or develop, but there is some clairvoyance. I'm feeling clairascendant. Very much like me, just showing me an outline.
What does that mean?
Clairascendant.
Mm-hmm.
You feel your imagery.
Okay.
You know, like I'm trying, when I do these readings and I connect to my caller, I try to become you and to feel what you're feeling, and then my guides kick in and some other things kick in, and there's a communication back and forth, but it's done through feelings. I'll feel sad, I'll feel happy, I'll feel in pain, I'll feel angry, and then they send me pictures to go with it. And so, clairvoyance, hunches, intuitively, you're going to feel it.
Okay.
I believe it's emerging that way, maybe a direction that your abilities may go in. So, pay attention to how you're feeling, your gut. I feel it in my gut. And there's an expansion, like I said. And also with you, I would pay attention to my dreams. I don't know if you're a dreamer, but all of a sudden you might have one. And I would kind of like analyze it a little bit and read into it. I feel like there'll be some messages from there. I feel I may be prone to up and down too, feeling like I go with the weather or the cycles. I feel very cyclic with you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't want to say moody, but cycles. I can go from just up and down, kind of like it may be an issue too. Something that I need to keep an eye on or work with. Because I know I have a lot of cycles in me, and I need to be aware of them and work on them. And I feel the same for you, so. You're definitely in a cycle of change. Between now and the middle of April, there's going to be many changes. I feel like they're going to be swift. I'm getting a lot of energy. Fast and with energy in them. Maybe spur of the moment decision making or spur of the moment anything type feeling with this. So keep that in mind. I feel like it may be connected to men. I'm actually feeling two men, so I don't know if they're relatives or friends or romances, but between now and the middle of April, there's a hint of two male energies, and the changes in my life may be connected to them. It might be an invite to a social event or a chance encounter or maybe even a dinner date. So different little things you want to keep your eyes open for and to work with. And they're going to lead to sudden and maybe even borderline hasty decisions. It might even be... hey, let's go do this now or tomorrow type thing. So keep that in mind. I feel like one male in particular grows in significance. So if there is two, like I'm feeling, and I've been wrong, keep this in mind, audience. Any psychic can be wrong, and I have been wrong before. But I do feel that if there is two, or even if there's one, it's going to, I'm leaning towards it growing. And
can you tell me anything about him?
One is darker than the other, so they might have different colors there, you know, like a bold, fair,
mm-hmm.
light hair. And the other one, I feel maybe dark skin, dark hair. I'm getting these types of feelings with it.
Because there is something that I'm interested in.
One may be a professional type persona, and the other one might be a blue-collar type country man type thing going on. So I'm getting differences in polar opposites here, this type of a feeling with both men.
Okay.
You know, one, I feel like one might wear a suit or be a professional or that type of a thing, and the other one's like a worker or a country boy type blue-collar feeling with this, so I can give you that, right? Energy, the way I'm being made to feel.
Okay.
I'm also feeling that I might be seeking some type of advice also from a professional. I don't know if I need a doctor or a lawyer or a consultant of some kind. I feel like I'm going to consult someone. And it's going to be interesting, too. I don't know. You got anything legal going on? Or
not right at the moment.
Medically? Or
yeah, something medical.
Yeah. I just feel like between now and the middle of April, I might have some issues where a consultant or a professional may be pulled in or sought out, and I'm just being told that I'm going to have the right one for the job, the right man. I'll find the right consultant, and I feel like it's, I don't know if it's business or legal or medical or anything like that. It could be medical. I want to lean that way, but I'm not really panicking about it.
No,
I'm not really panicking.
Yeah.
But I feel like I find the right guy. Okay.
Okay.
And because if you, like I said, if you're looking or you need to speak to one between now and the middle of April, you're either got the right one or you're gonna get the right one. So I'm in good hands that way, anyway. So something with my employer, too, helping me somehow, influencing me in a way. Pay attention to your employer, whoever it may be, between now and the middle of April. There's an influence there from him, and I feel like it's a positive influence. It's a positive, and he's helping you somehow. So if there is anything going on with the employer and the workplace supervisor, I feel like they can help me, or they're going to see things my way, or maybe do something for me.
Okay.
So be focused on that also. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I hope I helped you. I think I'll leave you with that, Misty.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Did it help?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
All right.
You have a good day and take care of yourself.
Okay.
Tell your friends about us.
All right. Bye.
BBS Radio. Thank you, Misty. Okay, if you're just joining, we're going into the second hour of Your Inner Thoughts. 2 hours of Your Inner Thoughts at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I am a psychic medium. I use it as an intuitive consultant, and I do nonstop readings from 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call in for a reading, toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. They're all over the website, my website, all my emails, the numbers everywhere, but I'll say it one more time if you're just joining us.
All right.
How you doing, Don?
You know, I'm doing great. I just wanted to chat with you on the air because I love you. I miss you. We don't get much time to talk anymore.
Not at all, buddy.
I spoke too soon. You've got a call.
Oh, I'm glad you jumped in. We got a bond. We never get a chance to bond.
This is true. I'll put them on the air right away. Let's see.
Okay, I got your emails, though, and I'm staying on top of everything.
Oh, you're beautiful. Yeah, a lot of changes going on around here.
Okay, as long as you're happy with me.
I love you, buddy.
And the audience loves me. That's all I care about. I love you.
Does the audience love him?
I don't know.
Caller? Caller? Are you there, caller? They hung up. Wow. Don't pose that question to your audience.
Especially when there's no... Well, like the lady said, we're listening anyway.
Yeah.
That day I thought I had no audience. She was listening.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Here's the funny part. We, we're actually now able to... and you can hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're now able to literally stream in every format available.
Wow.
So we're streaming in Flash and, of course, direct ports and all the other QuickTime for Apple and Mac users and everything else. So everybody now can get on. They can have one click. If they go to any of the pages, they just click on the Flash player, one click, boom, they're on. No player, no nothing.
Nice. I love it. I see the shows are increasing and expanding. It's wonderful.
Well, we have a lot more hosts that want to come aboard. I just got to find the time to
get them in.
To get them in, yeah.
Keep up with the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of footwork involved.
Oh,
a lot of
tremendous.
A tremendous amount of work involved.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the newsletter out.
It's massive. It's massive.
Yeah, at one time, I was running like a newsletter, an e-magazine, and just the proofreading and the editing and getting it out there. I can't imagine what you go through with all the radio shows and BBS and all the hosts and dealing with people one-on-one.
It's not, I actually find that it's not imaginable.
You do a great, you do a fantastic job of it. You really do.
Well, I love doing it. I
feel bad sometimes calling you. Not that I call. I don't want the audience thinking I'm calling you every day. But I know you're busy, and I said this guy is like. I just want to call and talk to you.
Well, call anytime. I love it when you do. It's just, of course, it's always busy, but it's always going to be busy.
Yes, always, yeah. And it's going to get even busier.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I'll need an appointment. Don. I'm going to see Don.
Going to see Don.
Yep. I love being a part of it, buddy. I'm
well,
cool.
Thank you. I love having you here.
Yep. It's, It's a long story. I've been going through a lot with the computers and family and different things, but and changes in my life. So as we go into the future, you're going to see a lot of changes with me.
Good. Well, I think that's...
And what I do and the time that I spend doing it. You get frustrated. You want to do so much that you wind up doing too much and then not doing nothing and getting overwhelmed. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, like with Chad, I haven't been in chat in a while. And I wanted to mention the green room. How is that coming along in Pal Talk?
Well, that's now, yeah, I just have to test it. We are fully ready for Pal Talk interactivity between Pal Talk callers and our own interactive call-in line. So everyone will be able to mix, match, group, listen, talk. And it's really, we've done something that I don't think any radio station out there in the world has done. And that's create interactive call-in lines that can be grouped. I just don't think anybody else has done it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I know a green room in Pal Talk would be a it would be welcomed and it would be enjoyed by many. I do my rooms in there, and when they get a reading, I'll tell them, go from here and listen to BBS radio. Because you can lock the mic in the text and just broadcast into the room. People come in, listen to the shows.
True, but we want to make it so that the people that come into the rooms can actually call and be speaking with a caller on a regular phone line.
That would be fantastic.
That's what we're doing.
Well, you can do it now, really.
Just about. We just got to test it. But it's really quite bizarre because you're taking a remote host, and you're then feeding in an interactive Pal Talk communication between phone lines, digital VoIP analog, and then feeding it all back into the room where they can actually interact with those callers. Now, yeah, that can be, I mean, I've heard of people doing it, that, but I think we've got it worked out.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to see it up and running. And I'll keep everybody posted on that, too. And I'll be doing my shows in there. You know, Don, I don't like to talk about negativity, but there was the flu and this and that. And then right after that, the computers crashed.
Oh, yeah. So it was the time for it.
System, and we just can't stay ahead of damage control to get the shows up and running and keep them running. But they're going to be started. And probably within the week, right in Pal Talk.
Excellent. Excellent.
And I'll announce it, and BBS Radio is in my heart when I'm in there.
Well.
Whoever comes in hears about it.
I love it.
Yep. And are there any calls?
Nope. Callers, if you're...
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Don. I'm frightened.
Why?
I'm only kidding you. I said to my wife, I said, if I run out of calls, I'll keep talking. Maybe I'll read Don. You want a reading?
You know,
I think you pick it out of me as we chat.
Yeah, readings to me, you know, it's interesting when it comes to readings. It's like, I don't know. You know, I am kind of curious, and not only because I guess I know me so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you actually get to a point where you know yourself so well that,
yep, yeah. And, you know, you're exposed to it a lot, too, with the readers that are on here.
Oh, absolutely.
And I notice that I find that with myself. It's the same type of feeling, and I'm feeling it with you, too, because the exposure to it, a mass amount of exposure to it.
Yes.
Could kind of make you, I don't want to say numb to it, but not seek it out, or you just feel like you're so much a part of it that you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
And, wow, no call is done.
Yeah, it's a light day.
What are we going to do? Last time it was, Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daytona. Well, we've had a bunch of ups and downs, and, of course, the time difference, that would make a huge, with people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was thinking that today.
Yeah, because it's the second hour. You're not getting calls, and...
Yes, a lot of folks might even think the show was over even,
mm-hmm.
or didn't even turn their clocks ahead. And
yeah.
It was done at an off-season, too, a month early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that that definitely has an effect on it. Holidays have an effect on it.
That's
There's
right.
a science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There is. And then with communications with me, switching servers and operating out of my website, and not so much Yahoo, and then switching from Yahoo to PalTalk, and so there was a little bit of confusion there.
Yeah.
So we had many, many different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and let you get some work done, and I'm going to get some rest.
Well, hey, that's okay.
You know, I'd like to go into psychic teachings and practices and rituals, and another thing I want to go with, Don, is some guests in the future. I have got some requests for appearances on the show.
Excellent, excellent.
So, and I wanted to get the word out there. I've been having PC problems. My emails are back. I am getting caught up, and
you're in the same boat as me.
If I have, you know, I feel terrible because I got to respond to this one and that one, but I don't know what to say to them because I know I want to set up the guests and the interviews, but I'm having these other problems that are getting in the way, and I don't know how to connect with these people. So just know that I will respond and eventually start exploring having a guest on the show. I think it would be enjoyable and fun.
Absolutely. I think you'd love it.
Okay, buddy. I'm going to say goodnight.
All right. I love you.
Goodbye. Enjoy the day. It's beautiful out. Get out and get some air. You have a good day.
Oh, do you want to take that? No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's do it.
You sure?
You up to it?
Well, I'm not giving the reading.
I'm ready. I'm ready, buddy. Go get a coffee. I'll read them.
You got it.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
What's your first name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Kansas?
Uh-huh.
Good. Welcome to the show. I was just getting ready to hang up. I thought everybody was out shopping.
Not me.
No, that's good. Well, if you're online and listening, call the show. I'm here. I'll be here until 3 if you like. If not, I'm going to read Kimberly and then say goodbye if there's no calls. Okay, Kimberly, let's see here. For some reason, I want to say that I don't know if it was a friendship or a relationship, but I feel like there was a drama in there or an argument or something going on that was a little upsetting. Am I connecting? I can run with this if you want. Were
yeah.
you wondering? Okay, was there an issue in a relationship or a friendship?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I feel like it's going to blow over and get better. In your case, I feel like it may even heal and come back together. I keep wanting to go there. Is that a possibility, or is that what you want? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that I'm either picking up on your heart's desire and your inner thoughts, or I'm leaning very heavily towards it healing and coming back together. So keep in mind, Kimberly, that any reader can be wrong. I want to start stressing this during my shows, that you take any type of reading with a grain of salt. You listen to what's being said. If it connects to you and it works for you, then you can use it. If not, you just, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, but I do feel that I feel like you're going to be happy. I feel like things are going to change with you, with your happiness and your satisfaction. I feel like I'm going to be a big part of the healing and the mending. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if maybe you're the bad guy or you're being blamed for something, or maybe you started it, or it's your issues getting in the way. But I feel like you have a big role in the healing and the mending. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot of sense.
Okay, because I feel like that's going to kick in, and I don't know if you got to eat a little crow or you just have to get over something, but I feel like you're working on that, and or you will be, and I feel like it's the path that you're going to be on and should be on, and it's going to lead to a healing and a mending, and I feel like it goes out to my heart and to my relationship, and feeling very better half type relationship, romantic relationship with this, and I want to say that it might not. It might even be another week of upsetting activity or issues or damage control, and then you kind of like go into April. By the middle of April, I feel like things are the way you'd want them to be, or the way they should be, or the way you'd like them to be, and that's how I feel like I go into April. I go like the situation has been healed. It's that possibly better than what it was. I don't know if that's possible. Well, anything would be better than what it is now. I mean, you want it to heal and mend, and but I feel like if it heals and mends, that a lot of lessons were learned, and I grew in a way and conquered it and got through it, this type of a feeling. So it adds to the relationship. It makes the relationship stronger and better.
Okay.
Let me see here. I keep feeling like I was choosing between twos. Was there another person involved where I had to make a decision or choose between two? Or does this make sense to you? Or?
Yeah, not from my end.
Okay, is it still going on, or
no?
Kind of the decision making, or
yeah, it was over.
Okay. Is it going to happen? I feel like maybe I just went through it then. Okay, is that what led to the split or the issue at hand?
Yeah.
Okay, happen to decide.
Right.
Okay, and now I feel like maybe this decision isn't completed yet or can change. Is this what we're hoping for? Or
my hope's already been chosen.
In other words, a choice was made and the chips have opened. And that's what it is right now.
Right.
Okay. That could change into your favor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like it does. I feel like it is. I feel like the decision that was made is reversed or changes, and it's in your favor.
Okay.
Okay. But I feel like there's some very deep soul searching going on and reflection. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and there were some wounds that have to be healed. And everybody's actions involved in this is going to be very important in the healing. It's going to have to be sincere and come from the heart is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And did a job have something to do with it, or somebody working too much, or the wrong place, or caused it to happen, or something with career and family? And does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Connecting in a way, or
yeah.
Okay. In order for a healing, does something have to be done away with or changed? As far as conflicting entities like job and family, or family and job, or relationship and job, does that make sense? I feel like I got to change something in order for a healing. What does this mean? Like maybe lifestyles, there was confliction, or somebody wasn't agreeing with the relationship, somebody's job, or maybe hobbies. Does that make sense at all to you, Kimberly? Kimberly?
Yes, it was a second job.
And it took its toll?
Yeah, it did.
And it interfered. This is what I'm hearing. It might be something that has to be changed or will eventually come back to be an issue again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. So in order for the healing to come about, I feel like choices are going to start again. And for the healing to go through, I need to change something or do something, and it's going to be a decision-making process here.
Yeah.
Almost like a rehashing. So it's going to continue to be an issue.
Right.
Okay. In order for the healing. But all said and done, I am leaning towards it getting better for you. I feel it going in your direction. I'm hearing a dispute or an argument blowing over, and the people involved being recommitted or rejoined. And I feel like there was growth and lessons, and in a way it's better and stronger. So I wishing you good luck and hope everything goes your way, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Did it help you any? Or?
It did, thank you.
Did it? Okay. As long as it made sense and helped you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the show.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
All righty. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. If you'd like to get me in private, email me, michaelg@michaelgoger.com. And I am available in private. I do private consultations, $20 for a half hour. Can't beat the price. It's fair. Waiting list, no more than a week. If you're interested, email me. I'm there for you. I read either phone or messenger voice chat. And I love you all. I love doing it. I'll see you next week. If there's no other calls, I believe I'm going to say goodbye until I format some type of downtime programming, either through commercials or guests or maybe even a little bit of psychic development instructions and chat. If you'd like to hear a particular subject or have me do something different, email us. Email don@bbsradio.com with your suggestions. If you'd like to have your own radio show, very easy, very fair, the price is right, very flexible scheduling, email don@bbsradio.com. There's dozens of readers here. Navigate the site, www.bbsradio.com. Stop in, navigate the site, bookmark it, get to know it. There's, like I said, there's dozens of readers here. You can get a reading every day.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Is he live right now?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What did you say?
I got directly through to you. Oh.
I had no callers.
Okay.
You're seeing a falling star. Nobody loves me no more.
Oh, well, I'm calling.
I'm talking to... Thanks.
I just walked in the door and started listening. I went to Wally Worlding, and so I said, let me... Because I always play BBS in the background.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hello?
Interesting.
Hmm. Phone's clicking.
Wow. Huh.
You're
I think
doing
I got two callers
right now,
on here.
Hmm? Hello? Hello?
Hi. I think I got two callers online.
Uh-oh. Well, this is Gail in Tennessee.
Gail in Tennessee?
Yes.
I'm Mike Goger. Is there anyone else here? No?
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Very interesting.
That was... Did you hear it, too?
I heard it, too. That's why I thought it had... That we had cut off.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but really, But there's only one person on the line with you.
Okay. Did you hear it, Don?
No.
Huh?
No.
Maybe it was a spirit guide.
Hard to say, huh?
We might have a paranormal phenomena captured on archive.
Well, yeah, it does happen.
We'll have to investigate it.
Mm-hmm. It does happen.
At a future date.
I have very interesting things going on for me. It seems like becoming a daily thing now.
It might be you. It might be one of your guys. You might have brought it in with you.
It could very well be.
Yeah,
they have really been working overtime around me.
Yeah, you know, I asked my guides to go to my caller's guides and to bond with them to help me with the reading. And so if a little bit of heads up, if you're out there listening, if you're going for a reading, give your guides and your angels permission to communicate with your readers, spirit helpers, because it can make a difference.
Yes.
Okay, Gail. Gail from Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good. Are you a regular listener?
Yes. I listen all the time.
Good.
I listen to BBS all the time. It's the number one radio program to listen to.
It is. It's the only
radio one, correct. If you want all the fluff, I should say that differently. If you want the truth minus the fluff, then go to BBS Radio.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You should do promos. BBS Radio rocks. I love it.
I'm going to be doing a show with BBS Radio. It's called People in Fur Coats.
No kidding. I've seen that coming up, and I've seen the title.
I was supposed to start it last Friday, but I've been out of town in Kansas with my father. He's been fairly ill. And so we finally got some nurses to come in and start taking care of him. So I'm back home at the moment. But we're going to start the show in April. But what I wanted to talk to you about, Michael, was I'm having some really strange things going on.
Okay.
And they're not bad. This is good. But I just,
the only
thing that I can say is these have to be my angels and guides that have really formed put me in a protective bubble around them because something or maybe the higher, what do they call those dark lords? They're out to get me. Had a tree fall on the house, and my husband and, my dogs were at home here. I was not. But he said that, it's by all practicalities, it should have landed on the house. And all of a sudden, at the last split second, it went a total opposite direction and took out all the branches of the tree but went the other way. So it did no damage to the house other than it, tore up the outside electric line, and we had to get that replaced. But it could have been so much worse. And now, for the last two mornings, I have woke up, like yesterday morning, I woke up knowing exactly how off-world spacecraft operates. It's the spinning vortex on the outside. Now, why would I wake up knowing this stuff? I don't know. But there is a calm center. It's just a vortex that's inside where the ship is, and the reverse magnetics is what causes the ship to float.
Wow.
But it has a calm inside, and they showed me the parallel of a tornado or a hurricane. The eye is calm. It's the same with the ships.
Right. And, it makes a lot of sense. I can almost feel it and see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now, and at the same time, these things are starting to be downloaded to me. I wake up in the mornings now, and I have an indentation in the center of my forehead, where I actually stick my finger in it, and it's a perfect indentation like a teardrop. But I now have a pyramid mark on my forehead.
Wow!
It is very visible. Can somebody tell me what's going on?
Wow, this is interesting.
Yeah.
You kind of freaking me out because I'm connecting with you so easily, and. And it's very interesting. You got a lot of spirit energy. You're clairvoyant to begin with. And I don't know if you know it or you've been working with it or you're a professional or where you are in life. I don't know much about you or your format or your show. Are you going to be a reader or are you a counselor?
I'm intuitive.
You're an intuitive and you're going to use
animals.
It on your
I do it for the animals.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I've actually done healing on animals and stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Did you ever see Sonia?
No.
The pet psychic?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
When she was on TV?
On. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what she was doing.
She's good. She's good.
And,
I wouldn't put myself in that category, not yet, anyway.
Well, I wouldn't rule it out. I feel a lot of spirit energy around you. Very strong connection to animals to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's the right path, and you're being pulled there.
Have been all my life. It's been nothing
but
the animals whole life.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's your life's path, and came in to do this, and it's going to unfold, and it's going to expand for you.
Well, you know, all of us light workers have different projects that we come here to do. Mine just so happened to be working with the animals.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we all come in with a purpose. It's just that with the spiritual arts, we maybe stick out a little more or a little more public or, you know. But this is our path, and it's true. But I believe the light workers maybe, like I said, stick out more, or they're more.
Well, we're the ones that are paving the way for the rest for their awakening.
Yeah,
exactly. We can all come down here and wake up all at the same time. Talk about chaos. So
right.
There's got to be those that lead the path for those that are waking up, which is happening every day.
Right, and it'll come out in many different ways: artists, music, readers, healers, teachers of all kinds. And
yes.
So you're definitely on the right path. It is connected to animals. I'd like to get some of the stuff out here before we go any further. I'm hearing something with a. What would be considered maybe a child or a grandchild or something with a child connected to you.
Well, it could be my daughter, too.
What I'm feeling with the child is that they're going to maybe be doing something with their voice. Something with the child's voice. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'll put that to the side for a second.
And I'm
also hearing there may be, you just validated too that you just came back from somewhere, so I'm getting a journey or a travel of some kind. There may be another one coming up, and it may be connected to a parent.
Yeah.
I was feeling mom at the beginning, but you said your father was ill.
Yeah.
And but there was a parent thing there and concerns and activity and thoughts with that, and I don't know if I'm picking up on a residue that's left or there may be some more coming up in the future.
Well, Dad's not in good shape at all.
Okay, I'm not feeling a passing. I am given passings, but I'm not going in that direction. I'm feeling maybe more care.
Mm-hmm.
Or just another visit or some type of activity with it. So, it would create, I guess, a journey for you to go back or however it would be handled. But I am feeling a journey, probably by the middle of April. So I don't know if you're going to go back or I'm just picking up that you just came back. But
I just came back,
Right, but I would stay open to maybe by the middle of April, maybe having to go back or talk of it, or so just be open to it.
Okay.
And now I'm feeling maybe even somebody visiting you too. It might even be creating deeper ties, reconnecting family members or friends or family or neighbors.
That would probably be my mom.
I feel like I'm going to be visited one way or another by somebody.
Okay.
And I feel like it may be connected to past or connected to me somehow.
Yeah.
And the thing with Dad maybe is what's creating it or setting it off. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm getting some news delivered to me. I do feel like they're waving letters, phones and letters, a lot of communicating back and forth, and very active communicating, taking up a lot of my time between now and the middle of April.
Hmm.
And there also is friends and family I'm feeling coming from the past or you haven't seen in a while, so expect that. And then I'm hearing something with the property or real estate or the home or plans or something moving forward, or it's a good time to get it going. I don't know if that makes sense for you.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm hearing it's a good time between now and the middle of April, or it will happen, or it will start, or there's going to be activity, and it's a good time for it. So
okay.
Go ahead now, I'm hearing it.
Well, that
go
must
ahead.
Mean that I'm going to get the loan then on the house. It's a line of credit, not a loan, but...
Yeah,
I expand it a little more. I already have one, but we're going to expand it a little.
Yeah, I was hearing property and financial intertwined. I'm leaning towards if there is a loan out there going in your favor.
Okay.
Especially if it's connected to the home.
Yeah.
Or real estate or property or a
right.
property deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good validation.
Yeah, and...
Have they said anything about the pyramid in my forehead now?
Well, oddly enough, the pyramid, I believe, is just... I think sometimes... do you meditate and do you work on your abilities at all? I know some readers don't do anything at all, and some...
In my sleep state. I'm always off doing things in my sleep state.
Okay, but... Do you have specific meditations that you use for your readings or whatever it is you do, your healings? Or
no. I should be, but I'm not.
Okay. No, well, you know, I have met readers that do absolutely nothing, and they can jump into a reading like, and it amazes me. And then there's, like, I have a preparation and a ritual that I'll go through to get me ready for this, and part of that is in my third eye, in my meditation, I see a triangle,
mm-hmm.
a golden triangle.
Well, I guess they've decided I'm going to wear mine on the outside now.
it wouldn't actually. It would probably be good for you. There's, I believe it's your third eye.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
It's your third eye sending you either wanting attention or it's getting your attention. You're seeing this in your dreams, you're saying?
No, I see it in the mirror in the mornings.
Oh, yeah, that's your clear.
Visible.
Yeah, I said that.
Others
in
can
the be-
see it too.
Yeah, well, I said that in the beginning of your reading, that you're clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of your imagery. I hear it and feel it, and I believe you're going to be the type of the psychic that's clairvoyant. It becomes visual. And you're seeing your third eye is what you're seeing.
But my husband sees it, too.
Others can see it.
Yes.
Others can see it. Yeah.
It is a visible pyramid over my third eye in the center of my forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
I just woke up 2 days ago and it was there.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, it was the same day that I had the waking dream about how the off-world spaceships work.
Right. What's happening is you're not only emerging, but you're changing, you're increasing. Because how long have you been into this?
All my life.
All your life? I mean, working with the public and actually using it, or just...
With the animals, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's pictures of me at 3 years old milking dairy cows, sitting on a stool milking cows at 3 years old.
Wow. I always had a connection to animals. I really do. And
They're the soft kindred souls of this planet.
It is. And
people
they
will
feel...
only listen to the animals.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I lost my baby a few years back. It was the only pet I really had. It was my first dog, my only dog, and we communicated telepathically.
And she wants you to get another one.
Oh yeah, but I won't.
I know.
I promised him he was my one and only.
Yeah.
And.
But you see, dogs are not like that. They don't feel shorted.
No, I know.
Like humans do. That's part of the ego trait of the human.
Yep.
Dogs give freely of their self. Well, for that matter, all animals. They know that they go in and out.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
true.
So I say we could learn so much from them.
We can.
They give unconditional love. When's the last time you met a human that gave unconditional love?
Very rare.
Yeah.
Very, very rare.
Yeah.
And they're very spiritual.
Yeah, very. Very.
Very spiritual, because my baby talked to me telepathically,
mm-hmm.
and he meditated with me. I used
mm-hmm.
to meditate in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and he would sit right alongside me and meditate,
mm-hmm.
and we would communicate, and he taught me a lot. He really did.
Oh, yes, they do.
Especially with being alert and
if
paying
attention. If
we're
willing to listen to what they're trying to communicate to us.
Yes, they're
Instead
very
so
focused.
Preoccupied with thinking that we have dominion over them.
Yeah, yeah. He taught me, actually, by watching him sniff, he was a Beagle Labrador.
Oh, yes.
He could identify scents by just identifying them, separating them with his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And by observing this in my meditations, he taught me how to separate people's energy so I can do mass readings in public. And so there's a lot. I got a lot to say about animals and psychic abilities.
Isn't
and,
it neat?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're a wonderful person, very talented.
Well,
it's bubbling out of you.
Thank you.
I feel like you're going to be. I don't want to say an overnight success, but I feel like you're going to be very popular. I feel like you're going to be very welcome. The show is going to be very informative.
Yes.
And
I hope so.
And if you ever would like me to come on your show and share my audience or just talk with you for a while, or let me know.
Don't be surprised. I will take you up on that. This will be my first time of doing radio, so.
If you ever need any help, you can email me, and I'll be right there for you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Michael.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I have a very flexible schedule if it's in advance, and I can appear basically any time, any day, really, in advance.
Okay. Well, my shows are going to be every other week. Fridays, I think it's 11 o'clock west time, and would be
so it's
2 o'clock
every Friday.
Eastern time.
What time are you?
Well, I'm Central time.
You're Central, so it would be
1 o'clock my time, so it'd be 2 o'clock your time, 11 West Coast time.
Okay, and now this is 2 o'clock p.m.
Pardon?
P.m.
Yeah,
2 o'clock
p.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Every Friday, 2 o'clock p.m.?
Yeah.
And the name of the show is?
People in Fur Coats.
People in Fur Coats.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be doing intuitive readings on pets or just
no,
talking
actually,
about them?
No, actually, I'm going, it's more geared towards the holistic aspect of caring for our animals rather than all of the chemicals and just a lot of knowledge that people probably don't know about animals that I'm going to share all my experience with. I'll be having certain veterinarians on that are holistic. I just want to give a new breath of fresh air to the veterinarian aspect of caring for our pets, because the vets are just as guilty as the human doctors. They're trained in the same medical professions, the same medical schools.
Yep.
And so all they know to do is medicate.
Right.
And,
right.
Well, you know, it's kind of like with the humans. If the dog gets sick, what do? We still got to bring them back, even though their treatment caused them to be sick.
Right, right.
So I'm going to let everybody know what some alternatives are out there that most people don't know about.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Holistic and alternative healing approaches for animals and pets. And, I think it's going to be a success for you. I'm feeling that it's going to be very welcome. I'm hearing the beginning of a very friendly and fun-filled, satisfying adventure. The beginning of, I'm hearing too.
Mm.
I just want to get a couple of things out to you. Is there a new baby coming somewhere in your realm, or?
Not that I know of.
But you, relative?
For myself, there certainly better not be.
Relative or friend? Well, maybe by the middle of April, you might be hearing about a friend or a relative or a close associate of some kind, possibly.
Really?
And
okay.
Also, is there a wedding or an engagement type thing going on with you? Or?
No.
That you're going to be going to? You might find
my grandson had better not had a girlfriend.
Well, you might get an invite to some type of
celebration.
Oh, Lord. A possibility. Celebrating some type of a union of there, a friendship or celebration type thing.
Okay.
That could be romantically connected. How about you? Are you in a relationship? Or?
Yes, I'm happily married.
Okay, good. I'm feeling that with you, too. A relationship is no problem, no issue with you.
Finally got this one right.
Yes. Actually, I'm hearing
Maidenhead. I had to throw a lot of them bad apples out of the barrel away, though.
I'm hearing Maidenhead. You guys must be an excellent relationship.
We, from the day that we met, we've never been apart since.
It's,
we've been together
very,
almost 10 years.
Very spiritually based, very karmic. I'd go as far as saying, well, we're twin souls. That type of a thing. So it wasn't by accident. It was brought together by spirit.
Mm-hmm. I figured this much.
Yes, yeah. And it's blessed. And expect an increase in your clairvoyance as you go along, because they're showing me many different changes and beginnings for you. And
we are approaching that time where, you know,
we've
talked about this for years, but that time is here now.
Yes, it is.
There will be the, as they say, the shaking of the shaft from the chafe from the wheat.
This
and
is
so
true.
And so those that are stuck in 3D will pretty much stay there and move on to another 3D realm. And those of us who have been able to raise our vibration will move on in that aspect too.
This is true. This is true. And you can feel it and see it all around you.
Absolutely.
You can see it.
And that's why it feels like people are going crazy, because they are. They can't handle the new vibrations that are coming in.
That's exactly what's happening, and there's going to be a lot of...
There's going to be more. This is the crescendo building up now.
Yes, it is. It's true. And it's such a deep subject. I'm just thinking about it, I get lost for words.
I know.
I would need a two-hour show just to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But open your heart and raise your vibrations and turn to spirit.
As Red Elk says, bend like a green reed and you'll do fine. And
That's
if
true.
You find yourself out in the middle of that water, let go.
That's true.
And float on down in the middle rather than trying to hang on to the banks.
That's
because
true.
You'll get lost in the reeds.
This is very true. And we create our experiences by every thought and word we have
Absolutely.
And say.
Mm-hmm.
So stay focused on your thoughts and words.
That's the one thing that I was trying to tell some people on a forum yesterday about religion. Religion gives us an escape route where we don't have to take full responsibility of what happens to us and our families.
And
because Jesus said that, and they said, well, you don't believe in Christ. I'm not challenging that fact. I believe he was here, absolutely. But there were many powerful men as Jesus that were here.
Yes, there was.
They came
many
at a time when they were needed. And what did Jesus say? He said, these things that I do, greater shall ye do. Well, now let's see. Jesus walked on water. He healed the lame, the blind. He raised the dead. So if these things he did, we'll do greater. Boy, what
true.
We have in store.
This is very true. Communicated with the spirit, with angels.
Mm-hmm.
Healings of all kinds.
We fell as angels down here and took on this physical body in order to be able to do the work we had to do to help Mama Earth come into her new vibration.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I think everybody out here, Michael, should, because sometimes people in these days, because it is so wild and crazy, feel like, what am I doing here? But I can assure you, that there were many applications turned down. They sent the best of the best here. So everybody needs to remember that. We are the best of the best that got here.
Very true.
Don't for one minute think that you can't do this because you can.
That's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And do what you will.
Yes,
we will. One way or another.
Yes, we will.
And the best way is to allow it and to stay focused in the spirit. And to perceive it to be a blessing and a lesson and a journey, and not a prison or a torture chamber.
Right. Well, it's all in how we perceive life, and
Exactly.
And life, you know, we're going to learn, no matter, as long as you're breathing and you're in this realm, you're learning.
This is true.
And
it's
some of us come there with a little more knowledge than others, but it's all there. Just tap into it.
That's true.
We all have access to that great, big, huge supercomputer.
Very
we
true.
Can all tap into it at the same time if we so choose.
Very true. Very true. Very interesting. You refer to this as PC technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was being directed to do that a couple of years ago I started. And if you'll notice, spiritually, it can be compared to our PC technology.
Absolutely.
Uploading, downloading, mm-hmm. Files, and all, I know you understand what I'm saying.
Have you ever gave any thought to the fact that, gee, just by coincidence now, the Internet is pretty much a common household accessible thing to all of us nowadays here in the Western world, where just even 10 years ago, not very many people had Internet service. So here again, universe provided that catalyst for our spiritual growth right at the time that it was needed.
Yes, it does, and it has been doing it, and will continue. Okay, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Same here, Michael, and I look forward. I will take you up on that offer to come on my show.
if you need me, want me, I'm here for you.
All
and
right,
goes,
I appreciate
for any
that.
Host that's listening, I'm here. In pants, though. And you have a good day and take care of yourself.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Blessings and good luck. I got to say goodbye. I don't want to go over time. MichaelGoger.com. Have a good day. Good luck. Take care. Bye-bye.